Hey, this is Matt, and this is Archive
Max.
Guys. Woo! That's Max. He's my special guest today. We don't have Dan because he lacks a very important traumatic event that happened about a year ago for me, 10 months. And did it happen around the same time as you?
It happened around June. Are we starting yet?
Well, I'm starting, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Yes. And you happened around
March.
March.
March 21st. Why do I know the date? Because everybody tells me that date is really important and I have to remember it. Because when I got out of the hospital and found out I had a stroke, they kept telling me the date. My brain couldn't really tell time. I thought like weeks had gone by, but only like 2 or 3 days had gone by. It was just like, 'cause I was sleeping. So basically, hey, I had a stroke. Did you have one?
Yes, I had a stroke. Brain aneurysm
Yeah.
surgery.
Yeah, because now I had mine and I had an interview. It was the middle of a job interview and it wasn't really going too well. And then all of a sudden, I just really was very uninterested in what I was saying, which you are now. It's like,
No, it's riveting.
but I was just like, this job, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. And I just became kind of quiet, which, as you can tell from this podcast and suffering a traumatic injury, I don't like quiet. That job just didn't really interest me. Huh. And I just, and I was just puzzling through it. And then, I got up to get some food or something. Little did I know, half of my body was paralyzed.
Oh my God.
And so I fell over and I'm on the ground and I couldn't get up. And my dog, who's like, well, at the time was like 70 pounds. By the way, he had just had a series of seizures just starting 2 months before. So little did I know that my dog and I would have something in common today. But anyway, you had seizures and a stroke this year.
I have been in hell, but back to you.
Okay.
Now
See, I just, yeah.
you're lying on the ground
Yes.
for 4 hours.
Yeah, just
Did
4 hours.
you make a call? Did you
No,
eat?
I
Did
couldn't.
you go to the bathroom?
Well, I think in my pants, but I couldn't feel it. I was just like, I kind of had my phone out and I could hear over the phone. And because I remember one of my friends, Joe, was calling me because like I had the stroke, the big stroke, I guess. And I was like, oh, it's Joe. And I remember thinking that lying on my back. Also, apparently, I had crawled across the floor, and my dog, who is 70 pounds, was hiding in a cage.
He was freaked out.
Yeah, he was. And he was like, nope, I'm out of here. Yeah. So, dogs are very helpful. Well, then he called my girlfriend and, I guess it was like five that she came back. And I saw her coming in, and I had a lot to tell her. And then there were these EMTs, and I was like, wait, I have to talk to her. But I couldn't really get that out too much. And I was like, oh, I guess something happened. I mean, I didn't know. And they
Wow.
took me to a local hospital downtown. And so they were like, were you drinking? And I was like, yes, absolutely. And they're like, testing me for alcohol, but I didn't come up with anything. And they're like, are you doing drugs? Yes, I am. Yes, in fact, I'm on a lot right now.
That doesn't help.
No, apparently it doesn't. But they kind of left me alone after that. They seemed satisfied, but then
Yeah.
they're like, oh, there's no drugs in his system, because I didn't take drugs.
Yeah.
And they transferred me to a USC hospital. Now I remember just kind of getting in the ambulance, and I was like, wee. And then I kind of came to, and a bunch of my friends were like there. And I was like, oh, well, this is nice. I mean, I guess I'm in, a hospital gown, and I suffered, I guess, I don't know, a stroke when I was in the hospital. And I was like, it's in Tarzana, which Edgar Rice Burroughs, he wrote Tarzan, and he wrote Princess of Mars about 100 years ago. And he bought a ranch, and he, of course, turned it into Tarzana, which, by the way, nobody who lived there knew. And I went to your house. You're a bit closer.
How long are were you in the stroke? How long were you in the hospital?
Yeah.
And did you cry?
Oh, I did not. I was not upset. Like, I was just like, oh, I guess this is what happens. More recently, kind of letting go of my emotions and crying just like a baby in front of television.
Oh,
And
wow.
that's my usual, that's like my old self. I'm
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
oh, Ted Lasso, the last season is so good. It's terrible, but it's good for, if you have a stroke.
I look so pink. I look so pink. Is there anything you can do about it, my pickness?
I could make you much more pink.
Wow. So, how long were you in the hospital?
2.5 weeks, I guess, because I got out. I remember April 15th. Yeah, it was like, well, I guess it was 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
And yeah. And then they're like, bye, because that was all my insurance would cover.
Oh.
But then, I learned about the program where we'd met, and they would cover a lot more. This will be about movies. For longtime listeners, we're getting to it. Oh yes, I have to be quiet. He was holding up eyes wide shut. And let's be more specific. You're Max.
Yes, I'm Max Cook. Yes.
Max Cook, obviously you're my friend,
Yes.
because we had so many opportunities to make friends.
Oh my God. Horrible, horrible. The friends. I don't want to make any friends. Horrible. And I noticed you. And I called your mark for
You
like
did.
the first 3 weeks.
And I let you, because it was like good enough. Be because there were other people, And, you know, but I did also become, I became more interested in other people. I know you didn't quite feel that way,
No.
but yeah, which is good, by the way, because that's why I have you, because you have opposite movie opinions sometimes. Sometimes. My mom was there for a while, and
I remember your mom. I
yeah.
remember mom, and I thought she was your girlfriend.
Yeah, no, that's okay because a lot of people did, to the point that I was looking at my bus pass, and when my mom was there, and I'd go on and I'd let my mom, you know, sort of, you know, I showed her how to use it because she isn't from LA. She would get in as a senior, and then they would just dial me up as a senior, and I'm not a senior. Just thought I'd point that out,
Now you,
but I just was. What was incredible was I got the discount, so I didn't say anything. And then my mom left, and then I stopped getting the senior discount. Okay, what is your job, Max? What do you do? What did you do?
I was a fairly successful voice actor. But no more. I have aphasia and apraxia, so
Ooh.
done a double whammy. I couldn't even talk.
You're
I couldn't.
talking much better than you talked when I was last in LA, like, ooh, God, it was like 2 weeks ago or so. I saw you, and I've been watching your videos because, you know, I keep track. Also, I'm the only one who insults you. Everybody else is like, oh, good job. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, everybody. And I'll just be like, pfft. And I feel that I'm providing a service, keeping you real.
And it's great that everyone has been so nice, but
Oh, yeah. They've been nice to you.
okay.
Yeah, because it's going way longer than I intended. I didn't really intend to talk about strokes that much. But,
I
you know,
know.
we have something in common.
At first, I'm like, he's starting, and I had all these questions, and I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, by the way, that's how I start because I'm like, well, if it's good, I can keep it. And if it's bad, I can cut it. Because, you know, and if I do leave this, letting some people in on the inside, I talk for a long time. So does Dan. And with
Who's
the
Dan?
Dan is, see, you've never met Dan. I
I
want to
don't know
introduce,
who
yeah.
Dan is.
I want to introduce you guys because he'll have so many questions because you worked in the Marvel world and I worked, you know,
I worked in the DC world.
oh, DC world. I don't know if that's a stroke or that's just me forgetting. No, I think that I remembered it, but I remembered it wrong. Well, DC. Well, we so then he's going to have 20 million questions for you because we covered Dan and I when we worked for Warner Brothers, we'd cover a lot of their releases for our podcast that we started that they don't really have anymore. But it was called Warner Archive Podcast. We'd still go to Comic-Con as the archive guys. So it never leaves you.
Oh, it never leaves me.
Yeah.
Yes.
So who did you play now? Because I'm now talking for the Warner Archive fans.
Whoa.
You can talk about it. We won't tell.
No, but
I'm interested.
I want to quit because you're
Because I've ruined DC for you.
Yeah. The next podcast, I can quote, and I
I don't let people dither, but I'm letting you dither because that's what it's like in my brain. That's
I am happy to talk about
Yeah.
all the things I have done, but
Good.
breathe, breathe. It's a lot to process.
It is. I'm just covering all of this. I'm covering like a year. I don't think we've done a podcast. I think we lasted one in 2023, four to 2024. So yeah, it's 2026. Yeah, I guess I skipped a whole year. So what you missed was Max and I both had brain injuries.
Okay.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I'm just keeping everybody involved. And Max also likes movies.
Yes, I
And
do.
Max, you brought a movie that I maybe, well, let's just put it this way. On the podcast, I saw all those movies, but sometimes Dan and our other former he's still out. Well, he came back to Warner Brothers. George, who we did Warner Archive. I'll just release, well, this is me, a little secret. Sometimes I talk about movies we didn't cover, and I'd talk about it like Eyes Wide Shut. I can talk about Eyes Wide Shut, and I never actually got a chance to see it. And you brought it. And that's the movie that I need to see. Is that correct?
Yes, you need to see it. I saw it. The film came out in 99.
2099. I was going to
Yes.
say 2002. That's off the top of my head. I was wrong.
And I used it in my wedding.
Ah!
I used it in my
See,
wedding.
pick from Stanley Kubrick's work for your wedding.
I've seen it over the years
Yeah.
like 20 times, and I know that the layers,
And you find out that
yes,
Tom Cruise
yes.
is actually played by an alligator. No? Oh.
I don't have any more questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought I.
I think I'm finding myself,
No.
ask the questions.
You're doing such a good job, even with the stroke,
Yeah. Well,
that it's good.
I want this look to be black and white.
Oh, you can, there's a filter.
Oh.
It's called noir.
Okay.
Yeah. I
Okay.
mean,
I
I
mean,
didn't make that up.
no.
Other
I
people
want
have thought
you,
that.
you to be black and white.
Oh, okay. Whoops. By the way, I picked up my phone like it was a mouse.
Okay. Now, you've got a lot to do.
Yeah. Hey, this is Matt, and welcome to Archive Guys Special Edition, where we have me and one other person. It's not Dan, it's Max.
Oh, hey!
Max missed it because I didn't know him, but I missed the last year because I had a stroke. Yes, you too can get one. But we're not going to tell you how not to get one.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you how to survive with one. Right, Max?
Yeah. I don't know, because you froze 2 minutes.
Well, that's good, because you didn't know. I told them that you rescued burning babies.
Burning babies.
Yeah, babies can catch on fire and they need to be put out.
Oh my God.
Babies burn.
Now,
it's a problem. All right, well, you got your stroke in June, is that correct?
Yes.
And I got mine at the end of March. But you also had other brain stuff happen to you. What exactly did you have? Or you don't like to talk about that?
No. I had 2 brain aneurysm removals. The stroke happened on the first removal because they did all kinds of rewiring. So I wound up in the hospital for 6 weeks, and then December, oh God, 5th?
Right before Christmas, right?
Yeah,
you left.
Yeah, and I had my
seizure.
No.
Oh,
I had my second removal.
Right.
Aneurysm. December 29th, I had the seizure, and it has been hell. Hell.
Well, that's because for the second stroke, you met me and I cursed you.
Yeah. So, I only had one stroke. You only had one stroke. I had a seizure, and I have aphasia and apraxia.
Well, I have a lot of other medical problems if we're comparing.
Oh, God. Yes. Don't talk about it, though. Because it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. All of my medical stuff is a lot of fun because, you know, if the stroke doesn't kill you, one of my many other diseases could kill you. And by the way, I should, because we were just talking about this during the break, we reveal a medical problem each time, each episode.
Yes.
Isn't that, because it's like, oh, you know, I have weird extra nipples.
Yes.
That could be one. I'm not going to spoil it.
Yes.
It's kind of the thing, because it's a brain thing, and nobody should have to mess with those.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the good old days, they just let you die.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, you know, you'd come to and you'd be like, and then, you know, and people would like, oh, we really like you or something. And then, let's say you borrowed money from everybody and you were the local bully. They'd just celebrate you and you'd get upset and then you die. And then they'd be like, woof, well, okay, it's done. And then you're dead.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they can pretty much bring you back alive and you get to suffer eternally while
Yeah.
living.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You personally, I mean, well, you're part of a married couple, so just not being able to work will just bring two people down. I'll be just I incredibly in debt and living at my parents' house and off of the goodwill of other people, including my dog, who 2 months before I had my stroke also had seizures.
Oh my
So,
God.
yeah, and still gets them.
I feel much worse about the dog than I do you.
Oh, you should feel bad about the dog because the dog's podcast, it just performs terribly. And I think we should all tune in. I forget what the dog calls it. Oh yeah, every morning it decides whoever's watching it, the best way to heal yourself is to demand 3 hours of exercise in the morning, maybe an hour or two of exercise, then you go to work, and then wants another hour or two of exercise, and it's not enough.
My back is killing me.
Good. I want you to suffer through this, and it'll keep you focused because you're
Oh.
really
And
off the handle.
after you visited me, and did you go to the Starbucks?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, oh
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
And I used your Starbucks account.
Okay.
So to get to Max's, I took the subway and then I sauntered down to your house and I had a lovely time
Yeah.
in North Hollywood, just walking the streets. And you kept saying how far it was, and I'm like, oh, this isn't far, because I'm a walker now, and I walk in LA.
Yeah.
I
I was
never,
wrong.
yeah, you had no idea.
No.
There's so much fun. My recall ability is awful, and I was talking to my father yesterday about seeing the Red Hot Chili Peppers in 1990. I was
Oh,
very lucky.
yeah.
And but I couldn't remember the name of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, wow.
But I could remember Flea.
Oh, yeah. Flea is an amalgamation unto himself.
Yeah, and so I typed in to Google. I typed into, Flea, and I'm imagining there are all these like, pest control places, but right up at the top, it says Flea Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I was like, oh, thank God they understand my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we were. Okay. Donald Trump basically became president of the United States for a second time. And his how bad was he going to be? Well, it be the first few months he was kind of bad, but the reason why I mentioned him is that I kind of woke up from a stroke and I read the news or whatever and I'd be like, am I imagining this or is it real? Like reality and what was happening in the country, I just was like, it was, in my opinion, very extreme. Did you have any of that? Yes.
He had a stroke.
Yeah, he
And
did. Well, I
okay.
mean, okay. No, I was going to get to that, but recently, I guess it was like December, January of 2026, there were some doctors who were like, "Oh, he's using his left hand.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a stroke. See, yeah, you're familiar with it."
Yes.
And he's fumbling his word choices.
Oh, yes.
They said, "Oh, that's a stroke." And certain of his behaviors, I mean, he's also elderly, and so he could have had a mild stroke, but some doctors were like, this guy's got a stroke. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna say that Donald Trump is strong, and when he chooses to
Yes.
use his left hand,
Yes.
yeah, because we've had strokes.
Yeah.
I have not really felt that I could rule the United States. I mean, that's a hard job.
Oh, yes.
I mean, Donald Trump has got to be a genius. And, because he's got all these plans, he doesn't let, anybody know. And then he drops it on people. I mean, Donald Trump is just so brilliant that he couldn't just simply have had a stroke, because then he'd just be nonsensical.
How do you direct Eyes Wide Shut when you're running the country?
That's right, Donald Trump. Definitely. I think that he directed Eyes Wide Shut and then
Yes.
did Celebrity Apprentice. Do you remember that?
No.
No, well, you know what? Maybe we have different memories because we could be from other universes.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I am Vlad and I'm a healer and I come from black sand and purple oceans and the universe.
That's fascinating. So you come from black sand. I come from a world that's much sillier, perhaps.
Yes.
And this one is not. We met here in this
Yeah.
universe.
Yeah.
Well, I think personally, I can't wait to change universes again.
Oh, yes. Yes. You just asked that question, and I want to say my first answer is a lagoon.
A lagoon. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. I was thinking about it quite seriously, and I'm like, oh yeah, money. I think I just should have all the money because then I could be like, Donald Trump's sometime pal, Elon Musk. I mean, I don't admire some things about him, but I really just admire that he does whatever. But I think that Elon Musk, it's sort of like all his wealth is wasted because he just doesn't seem happy. I would be happy.
Yeah, because a lot of people I know still have Teslas and they drive them.
We, you know what? Teslas look cool because, like I'm around and so are you around Elon Musk's age. And it's like I thought Blade Runner was cool.
Yeah.
And so, why not make a Blade Runner car?
Oh, is that that big car with the,
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
What is
the
he
big
called?
the Tesla. No,
The
the Tesla. Those are all
no,
the
no, not
Cybertruck.
the Cyber Truck. I haven't left the house, but I see. So much Cyber Truck in the beginning. Cyber God, blah, 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 blah. Now, no Cyber Trucks at all.
And that's disappointing to me because I was like, oh, I enjoy them as like, you know, it's like, oh my God, who's, see, I'm forgetting the name of the designer, Sid Mead. That I'm just letting you know, I'm forgetting, but I know his name, and you'd be very impressed. Everything,
What's a Blade Runner?
Blade Runner, you know,
I
with
know.
Harrison Ford
I
was the
haven't
original
seen
title.
it since the 80s.
Oh, I saw it in the Million Dollar Theater, which is in the movie, and it was across the street from the Bradbury building, which one of the characters lived in, but they had it all leaky. But now it's a very expensive building. And then the Million Dollar Theater is there, and people are like, yeah, we're in the movie.
Rutger Hauer is
Rutger, yeah.
so great.
Yeah, he is. He's
He
a good villain.
is on a level no one can get to.
So what Warner Brothers does now is they have a box set with like five versions,
Yeah, okay.
which is kind of funny because there is
Ah.
no one version which is considered the version. Yeah.
One version only.
Oh no, I'm for choose your own adventure.
Do you have a backyard at your parents' place?
Yes. Yeah, my dog used to love coming up here driving. Loved it.
What
But
is the backyard like?
they're in a 1907 house, I think,
Oh
or
my God.
1909, and it's on a corner. So it's pretty big.
Matt is around 5 p.m. You go out and sit. What do you sit at? And
Oh, the front
is there
porch.
a pool?
No. My parents don't have a pool. Like in LA, white people are the majority, but they're a minority, right? It's like, I don't know. You know, we're the biggest minority. In Portland, 95%. And the way I notice it, and I'm sorry to be talking about racism, but it's like I'm looking at the people in like this restaurant, and I'm like, and I was with my girlfriend at the time, and I go, do you notice something weird about this restaurant? And she's looking at all the people, and she goes, yeah, there's something strange about it. And I go, white people are cooking the food. And she goes, do white people know how to cook? And we both started laughing because we realized we brought like LA, I mean, you know, to Portland, and we're questioning the people. We're just like, white people don't know how to cook. And then we're like, hey, don't be racist. White people can do anything that minorities do. And that's proven by where Trump has sent troops to these extremely white cities like, you know, Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle. Oh. So anyway, yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't know. You went out on this Trump rant and you asked
Oh,
my opinion.
yeah, I did. So, yeah. So, Trump, watch out.